Today is Wednesday, April 30th, 2008. You're listening to the Scared Monkeys Radio Network. My name's Dana Pretzer, and here's my daily commentary. Does one man have the power and the strength to divide a country when it comes to a presidential election like Reverend Jeremiah Wright? Does he have the power with his rhetoric and his anti-everything spew that he goes public with and talks about? Does he have that right to come forward and to divide a country? Does he have the power to all of a sudden make this a racial issue and not look at the facts? Well, I'm not sure about that, but I know that Reverend Jeremiah Wright is enjoying the spotlight. His anti-everything rhetoric that we hear every day from the cable news networks has become to the point where it's just sickening, for lack of a better term. I'm sure Barack Obama at night has night sweats thinking about what Jeremiah Wright is going to say next. But we also have to remember that Jeremiah Wright is now a publicity hound. He loves the publicity. He must, because he's not shutting up. He can have his beliefs in our country and in yours. Having those beliefs is a fundamental right, but to continue to spew them and to have the cable networks repeat them over and over and over again has made Jeremiah Wright nothing more than a media whore, and that's it. In fact, when you go to TMZ.com, not only will you get the details about what's happening in Frederick Van Anholt's life, Britney Spears, and all the other B-list celebrities, but by gosh, there's Jeremiah Wright on TMZ. Reverend, you've made it. You're now part of the Hollywood elite. You've made it to TMZ.com. Why don't you be quiet for a while, enjoy your life, and let the people decide who they want to elect? I'm Dana Pretzer.